Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, welcome to Neil and Kristen Hager's Psychic Hour. Today we are continuing our discussion on contagious karma and taking calls for on-air readings. And there are several of you in the queue. We're going to get started in just a sec. I want to invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, etc. Sorry. Is there anything you wanted to say, Neil? Today,
no.
Before we get started,
no, we can start.
Callers, a couple of you in the queue have not pressed one, area code 215 and 856. So if you would do that, then we will know that you would like to speak with us. Area code 215 has not pressed one, and neither has 856. Okay. Let's bring on area code 407. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Kristen. Hey, Neil. How are you today?
Hi.
Doing fine. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Thank you. Hey,
go ahead.
I wanted to tell you something, but I have a different question. So the guy that I asked you about last time, I've actually not heard from him again. So that's where that is. But that's okay.
Would we say January 10th or 15th? I can't remember which it was.
Yeah, it's January 10th.
January 10th. Well, you know, January 10th. I mean, there's still some time left. Maybe you'll hear from him, but.
Sure.
You know, we got your message. I just wanted to comment real quick on that before you get to your question. We got your message. And so it's not necessarily like, you know, it's not bad, I mean, for a female to pursue a male. That's not the problem. I just think specifically with this particular person, it's the vibe that he, you know, that he's, you know, or that we're perceiving from him, mm-hmm. Not that it's wrong that you pursued him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I understand. I just wanted to tell you why, because I think that normally that probably wouldn't look right for me. For me, I wouldn't normally do that.
You would more normally like to be pursued rather than be the pursuer.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, just lastly, when I said on the show, you know, being balanced about on the last show about having a relationship and work and being a balanced person, obviously if you're in some kind of intense job, like, or getting a degree, like a PhD, or, you know, you're in a residency program or whatever it may be, if you're in an intense applied situation, whether it's educational or with a job, obviously sometimes you have to put career first. But I think in light of what he does, which is managing a kitchen, I think that's where our concern was about him being balanced. So, you know, just to clarify on that.
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So yeah, there's time. We'll see.
Yeah. So what's your question?
Today I have something completely different because I've been thinking about the new year and all sorts of new things. And I would like to know what you guys see for the new year for me.
For the new year for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be, well, you have a change coming this year because you're going to be on your 15th multiple of your master number. You turn 45 in October. So that's something. I mean, just a general You're asking generally or specifically?
Well, I mean specifically, like things that will come up or highlights or something.
Well, I mean, a relationship, I think, will be coming for her, but maybe just not with this individual. What do you think, Neil?
Well,
she's 10/17/74.
Yeah, we've talked throughout. Well, we've talked throughout at least some of this month about
health,
staying out of your son's.
Stay out of
Santa Claus, father. What's that?
Oh, you mean stay out of the sun
for
her?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying she had a son. I was like, no, you're looking at the wrong notes. But yeah, you did say to stay out of the sun because of her skin.
Yeah.
Right.
Concerns.
What you're trying to do, Michelle, is, in my estimation, if you want to find your true, the most upmost beat of this year, where you can get the most out of life, I would suggest that you know, maybe read a couple of spiritual books, the metaphysical books, get your brain into the concept of spirit energy. Now, you can do that very creatively. You know, pick a 3 or 4 books this year and read them through deeply. 3 or 4 books that you think are of interest to you, but of a spiritual connection. The reason this is because according to your code, spirituality will ultimately lead to balance. You're all balanced. All your chakras are balanced. Everything's balanced in your life. And then you have the fulfillment of what we would consider to be heart. I don't mean a good heartbeat. What I mean is the subtle implications of heart would be love and warmth and connecting to people. So before we can predict anything specific for you, we have to get you in the car. We have to use a vehicle. That vehicle is spirituality. So if I were you, I would pick 4 books to read this year, like books you take notes on that you'd read thoroughly and respond to. You know, get a book you don't mind writing in and put notes in it and reactions and questions. Read 4 books. And as you read those 4 books, I believe your spirit, your soul, is going to ultimately discover your heart's content in this lifetime. And that will, I kind of think you're going to get 4 reasonable wishes granted. Now, I know this sounds a little bit, you know, fairy tale,
exactly.
But I'm telling you, I mean, don't vote to be, you know, Secretary of State or, you know, you're going to marry a billionaire. Make your wishes reasonably sound.
Anything that you'd like to read, you know, anything popping into your mind, Michelle?
There's nothing specific popping into my mind, except for I have some old spirituality books that I haven't read in a long time. And I wonder if there's something in those books.
Yeah, I don't care what you read.
Well, just she's already read them.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Just read 4 books, whether you've read them. Books are meant to be reread.
What books do you have? Old ones. Books are they?
They were about spirituality, like all sorts of different stuff in that realm. And I read them once and I thought they were good, but I haven't read them in like, I don't know, 8-10 years.
It doesn't matter, Michelle, just read 4. Whether there's one you read before, just read 4 books. That's not a big task. And you're not going to get graded on it. It's not like a final exam. You're just
okay.
Reading 4 books. You're asking us a question. What do we see? When you've read those 4 books, it's what you're going to see. You're going to get in touch with your third eye, I believe. And you're going to see visions of what your soul was desiring on this planet in this lifetime, which was presented to you before you even came down here, things you're supposed to do. You're going to be 45. You're basically in the middle of your life. if you live a long life, you're basically hitting the middle.
But she should probably read the books before October.
Yeah, you got to read them before October, but that's towards the end of the year. I would also suggest that you analyze your body in relation to it being planted on the earth, like walking on the ground, and then how you feel when you're in water. What is the difference of your body zone? So start to make maybe a little journal about how your body feels each day. You see, you have to reach a spiritual conclusion in this lifetime. Seven is your fire number in your day, and seven is the number in your year. It's compiled with also a four, and then two ones, which comprise a six. So you're supposed to be rebirthing, spiritually speaking, through the heart and spiritual attitude into this zone. Now, if your wishes are to be in a relationship or something to do career-wise or creative-wise, travel-wise, all of these would be considered legitimate to your dream requests, okay? But this is what you need to do before we can even begin to discuss, well, what's just going to fall in my lap? What's going to happen? It's a proactive energy, Michelle.
Okay, that sounds good. I like that.
Okay, Michelle.
Okay, I'm going to start reading. Thank you very much. Have a great New Year.
You too. Happy New Year. Okay, let's bring on area code 215. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
There you are. Hi.
Hi, this is Melissa. 12/28/74 is my birthday.
Okay.
And I'm calling to see if you guys have any advice for me for my 44th year.
Well,
what is it?
It's, huh?
Oh. Yeah.
12/28/74.
Yeah,
you just turned. Oh, happy birthday. It's today.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. And have we spoken with you before, Melissa?
I spoke to you once a couple of months ago. I asked you about following my coaching path or if I need to get another, you know, if I need to get a full-time job and do that part-time while I build it up.
Okay, what do we tell you?
Coaching.
Yeah, like spiritual coaching. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
How did you come to us?
From Gwen.
Gwendolyn. That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure, but I. And we told you that you did need to, what did we tell you? I don't remember.
You told me to go ahead and get a full-time job or I can do it the hard way and not. So I've been looking.
Uh-huh.
With that.
And what, so that's either do this or that. I mean, so it wasn't real specific. So we said get a job or try to do this and make it your main source of income. So what have you done so far?
Yeah. So I've still been. I've looked for a job, but I've also been still doing the part-time work that I was doing previously. And still doing the coaching work. So I haven't landed anything full time and I'm not 100% committed to it, but I still am making enough money to pay my bills.
You're making enough money to pay your bills. Okay. Well, and she's a 34/7.
Yeah.
We discussed that. I remember there was a little addition problem with the birth date.
You know, I don't know if you heard the former caller
read some spiritual
Michelle,
books. Yeah, she was on the phone.
But there is a kind of a weird connection between the two of you. You don't have to know each other. You don't have to talk or anything. But there's
a
weird connection
three.
Between 7/4. Yeah. Well.
Well,
there,
seven.
There's
seven,
a seven
four in the year,
in the year
but they're 7/3. They're both spiritual
three,
numbers.
Seven.
They're spiritual numbers.
And 12/28 comes a four. So again, what's happening in your case, as it is in Michelle's.
Yeah, Michelle's gone.
Is the
unless
attitude,
she's listening on the internet, I don't know.
Not. But the attitude of balance. You see, there's a what you're not where your challenge is to get your life in balance. So you're looking for a full-time job, you're coaching, and you don't have quite everything centered into a balance zone. So that means that the best thing for you to do instead of looking outwardly is to look inwardly until you feel like you've been balanced. And you can do that in any creative way you want. You could even start by balancing on one leg with your arms outstretched on either side. Anything that is considerably a balanced exercise as much as it is in your life. You know, your diet, your life, your activity.
Do you do yoga or anything like that, Melissa?
I have, but right now I'm not doing any.
Not
well,
that
you,
we're
you
necessarily
wanna,
proponents of yoga, but what you presented.
Even if you do a balancing exercise, even if you do, you know, you balance on one leg, you put the heel of the other foot on the knee of the balanced leg, and you outstretch your hands like you're about to do a swan dive. You know, your arms are outstretched like wings, and you just look at yourself and you balance. That's a good visual energy. The reason this is because what it is your mind is working hard to create a sense of balance. This sends a message to every molecule in your body. And if your body is saying we need to be balanced and you use the simple physical exercise to do it, that can blend into other parts of your life, love, career, and you'll be surprised at how if you're balanced, it's like alignment on a car, how much smoother the ride's going to be. And everything's working now in the attitude of balance, not working in diverse areas in such a way that there's just chaos because there's no centeredness, agreement. So you've got to have an agreement within yourself that gravitates towards the nucleus of your being, the center of your being, so that every part of your body, every chakra, every sense is accumulating into that energy field.
Especially when you're in taking on a role of guiding people in their lives, you've got to have balance in your own
life.
Or how can you do it?
Another thing you can do, Melissa, sometimes when we have scattered dreams at night, it indicates a mind that isn't in balance. When you have a linear dream and there's not a lot of commotion and wild, wacky things going on, and then your mind is more centered. So I would suggest you start keeping a dream diary and see if your dreams follow a linear path as opposed to a more adverse, chaotic, zany world.
Let's see Melissa, can you, relay some of the content of your dreams? I mean, not necessarily specifically, but I mean, are they more on a general level? Are they more scattered or are they more linear? Or do you recall them at all?
No, I do recall them. And I think I have a combination of both, honestly.
Okay.
Well, so that's, I mean...
We have you have a combination of both because you potentially you can be balanced. So potentially you can be. Also, if I were you, I would stretch my mind in. You know how we sometimes remember things in our past, but all we remember is just one little incident. It's not much, but sometimes in our past we remember one thing: going to a store or having some cake, or we go to a cabin and we see somebody unloading packages. We have our brains absorb sometimes brief 1 second scenes from our life that we never forget. We don't remember what happened before or after, but we remember these 1 second scenes that our brain captures. Can you relate to that?
Yes, I can.
Well, think about those things, because what it is that your brain has captured the centeredness of any incident in your life. And for some reason, that has soaked into your impressions. So write a list of images that you remember from your past in terms of 1 second scenes. Write a list down and read it through when you're done. And look at what your brain has retained in terms of second scenes in your life. I mean, second by minute, seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
And look at that. Look at that. You can look at it. You can build a collage out of it. But you want to try to put within those assorted scenes a sense of what do all these scenes mean in terms of your balance? Is it communication? Is it activity of some kind? So put that in. It's a big project, Melissa, but this is your life, you know? And you're asking us a question, and we're not going to be shallow. We're going to be deep when we talk to you.
I love it. Thank you.
Okay, Melissa, good luck.
All right, thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, 504. Hi.
Hi. Hi, it's Mary Lou from New Orleans. How are you?
Hey, Mary Lou, how are you?
Good.
Give us your birth date again.
It's 10/22/62.
62. 15. 23/5, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't remember. Okay. Okay, go ahead with your question.
Can I just get a message from Spirit that works with what I'm going through in life these days?
In your what days?
Whatever,
these
whatever,
days.
Whatever seems most important to Spirit.
Well, one thing, yeah.
Just go ahead. Conflict
well, one,
relationship.
Well, one thing I was saying is when you look at your life, Mary Lou, and you look at your relationships that you've had with any one individual on the planet, and you absorb from that what makes you feel sad, look at those episodes. Look at what makes you feel sad in terms of your relationships and resolve it by mental activity. In other words, forgive yourself for those moments.
So it's like balance is the theme for everybody today. I mean, this is a little bit more about healing grief, but still.
Yeah, perhaps. You see, the problem I'm getting that you take your 1 foot is going forward and 1 foot is stuck in the past, and you're kind of frozen. You're kind of in a rigid state. And it could be because that foot that's frozen in the past hasn't resolved or forgiven or moved forward without some sense of release. And I think that if we look at your heart, it might have been battered a little bit, and your mental state battered a little bit. So what it needs, it needs a polishing. Your energy fields need to be taken out, polished, cleaned. It's like a watch where it doesn't work anymore, and you take it to the repair shop, and the watchman says, well, if everything's gummed up, I'm going to take this apart, I'm going to clean it up. We'll put it back together, but your watch is fine. This is a Swiss watch. It lasts forever. It just needs a cleaning. What happened, you know? And so that's what you need to do. You need to clean things. Also, there seems to be a certain amount of excessive baggage in your environment. So if you have to, I hate when people say, clean out your closet, you're going to feel better. But, you know, to me, I'm stuck there right now. There seems to be some clutter or something you're collecting or have collected that you haven't thrown away or at least looked at and did a reassessment of your life. So if this makes any sense, I mean, the positive note is that there's a release here. There's a release. And there seems to be something maybe around the age of 13, 14, maybe a memory, something in there that was a little bit hard on you. I don't know if you had a tough time in, pre-junior high or early junior high. there was some social conflicts or getting in with the in crowd or something like that, you might be able to relate to. But again, it's a form of release.
So can we let her respond, please?
No, it's all good. I'm listening.
Well, I mean, can you respond though to what's being communicated? I mean, does any of this resonate with you?
Oh, absolutely.
Anything around 14? 13, 14 that you can?
Yeah, I guess.
Validate.
Probably a little earlier than that, but I was the new kid in school for a little while, and that, you know, was a little bit of bullying. But don't know that I'm stuck there, but it could, I guess.
Well, that can...
No, you're not stuck there.
But that
carries the memory. That memory rides with you throughout life.
Exactly.
You're not stuck there. That memory rides with you throughout life. So wherever there's an idea of not feeling accepted or when there's a moment of rejection, unconsciously you connect to all the events in your life. I mean, I think, too, that there's a relationship conflict that needs to be...
Is there a relationship conflict?
Yes.
Okay. And can you give us a little bit more details about that?
Well, there's two. There's an ex-husband that, you know, that's ongoing. And then there's another one where it's just not as smooth as I would.
Is that a current relationship? Like a current romantic relationship or?
There's not a current romantic relationship.
So who is the person that you're having the conflict with other than your ex-husband?
Just a friend. And it's not exactly a conflict. It's not exactly a conflict.
Okay.
Okay.
Why the phone is ringing?
That's okay.
What would you like to have? What would you like to see happen this year, Mary Lou?
I would like my finances to get back on track and to resolve the stuff with my ex-husband so that it just stops being a constant.
And you have a custody issue too. I mean, is there? There's a kid.
There's two kids.
Two kids.
And he just has a lot of money and is working on finding any ways possible to just
and
keep
when
me
you go ahead
in court.
In court. And
keep
when
me
we
court.
Met you, you were with him, weren't you? You guys
no.
weren't divorced.
Yes. We've been divorced a long time.
Really? How long?
Over 10 years.
10 years? So there was, mm-hmm. because I remember there was something when you initially called the show, there was something about a business deal that you were asking about. But for some reason in my mind, it was a husband, but I guess not. Because we haven't been on the air 10 years. We've been on the air like 6.5. So.
Right. I've been working on business stuff, but the issues with the ex-husband sort of control the business stuff. Because I'm constantly not being able to work on business and having to go back to court and do court things.
Well, that's what I mean. You got to relate. You're in a conflict with the relationship, and that issue is karmically tied to your business. Do you do any consulting in your business or financial consulting?
No.
What do you do?
No. I'm a photographer.
You know what?
What?
You know what? That's why I had your master number wrong. Because there's another woman I had you confused. Now I know who you are. I would have remembered your master number.
What
I'm back on track. So I got confused.
What kind of photography do you do?
That's why. She's
I do people on location for commercial magazines and mostly magazines.
Now I know who you are.
We've got a client that sort of does that kind of work too.
I'm so sorry because I was confused about who she was, and now I totally know who she is. And she knew you before we were on the air. Now I'm getting the whole thing.
You see, Mary Lou, where the financing comes in is that you take photographs for individuals that are connected to companies.
Business.
In terms of financing and commercial. So you're actually part of the family of financing energy. So you take the photographs that ultimately lead to money in terms of advertising and merchandise and figures in terms of those that promote that idea. So there is a link to you managing the financial status of a company by way of presenting a visual part of that presentation.
Yeah, it's advertising, so definitely. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So
okay.
So your brain was into the creative aspect of it, and specifically in photography, and we're approaching it in terms of the big family unit being that your photography is a means to an end. You just don't take this photography and you do a book, and this is all there is to it. You're doing photography for advertising purposes that has to do with merchandising and making money. So it's a sole interest you have and an individual talent, but it's feeding a bigger machinery. So you're not like Diane Arbus or somebody. You're not just taking creative photographs.
Well, I am taking creative photographs, so I'm trying to feed that direction too.
But you're not just taking creative photographs.
Yeah,
so there's a balance.
No.
I mean, you're doing stuff in the commercial field and you're doing stuff in the creative field. So there's both.
So, but where's your money coming from in terms of your creative photographs that you're trying to promote or in terms of your commercial photographs?
Commercial stuff pays.
Right.
And the art stuff would pay if I weren't doing such bizarre topics.
Do you, in regard to your husband or your ex-husband, are you receiving alimony from him? I mean, you say you're still in courts working out
child
certain
support.
Issues. Child support, but no alimony?
Correct.
Really? Even though he has a lot of money, you'd figure that you'd get alimony when someone's really
I dumped all that to try to get out of being in court all the time 10 years ago. And so now he's using that money to see whatever he can do to just keep me in court for as long as he can, for whatever he can.
Are you frustrated with your – do you have an attorney? Are you frustrated with your attorney?
I don't have an attorney right now.
And how much – what's the custody arrangement?
It's going 50-50, so now he's trying to run up bills and get me to share them, whereas he makes so much more money than I do. I can't keep up.
Oh, wow.
And you can't afford an attorney?
Nope.
Well, got it. You're in a hole there, and I don't know. You're in a hole there. I'm not sure if you're going to have to relinquish your power there so you can move on with your life. Or there are such contingencies that you can't relate.
She probably doesn't want to give up. I mean, he's trying to fight for custody, more custody.
Well,
more time with the kids than you have, correct?
He got 50% custody, which gave him leverage. So now he wants. So if he can destroy me financially, he can go for full custody. So that's the game.
Yeah. She doesn't want to let that go. I mean, I wouldn't.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are, why he would get full custody unless you're a napper or something.
He didn't. He's trying to fight for that.
I know, but I don't
think he's trying to ruin me financially so that he can get it.
If she doesn't, if he can ruin you financially, then he can prove that you don't have the means to care for the children.
Correct.
Financially. Is there anybody that could help you? I mean, there's got to be attorneys that might be able to help on a sliding scale because you need legal representation. You need legal representation.
His basic goal is trying to create bills I can't cover so that he can make me sell my house to pay him, which is the next step.
Well, I don't know what leeways you have in terms of appealing to the courts that this is unjust and abusive, and he's taking advantage, and you have your legal rights. It's short of having an attorney to where a judge can make some legal decisions. You might have to appeal to the court on that basis and state that it isn't fair. And show to the judge that you are capable, you have an income, you have a secure home, you're a biological parent, and that this has got to stop because it's abusing the system. And see in there if you can get audience to the judge and get something done before you have to resort to other means and have this decided. I'm not sure legally if that is possible, but that's an idea and a suggestion. In terms of your creative aspect, that's a hard road because photography is so different now, and it's just
paper. With digital and
just
everything.
So different. So stay into your commercial photography by all means, and maybe you can work something out with those companies whereby you say, "Can I present a project that is creative for the company, but is solely represented by my name, but it represents the company as well. So we're both getting something out of this. And I can do some really creative things. And if the company backs me up and the company gets some of this, we can start on a very creative path, not just a commercial path." So that's one idea. The other is you never have to stop being creative.
Whether you're making money, exactly. And she's in her field. I mean, she should be happy. You're working in photography. Keep your creative aspect going on the side if you're not able to, you know.
You can create your own book today.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to cost money.
It might cost money, but this is your life. This is the meat of your life. Sometimes you have to make these sacrifices.
I do have a book. It's just all on hold, trying to figure out the legal stuff.
Everything is
screeching to a halt because of the legal stuff.
Okay, so you need to appeal to the court. We're not legal. We can't give legal advice, but we can give our ideas, psychics. And you need to appeal to the judge. You need to have an audience with the judge that's handling this case and state what your position is and see what the judge has to say.
Are you saying the legal stuff with your kids is holding up the book, or is there legal stuff about the book that is separate from
the legal stuff with the kids and the ex-husband, because I have to be back in court and be prepared all the time that I should be working. I'm working at being a lawyer, so it is draining me.
It's draining you, but, you know, I'm the kind of a person that says you have to do everything. Don't make excuses for your creativity. I know it's hard, but it's going to be a tough road, but you can do it. You can do it, Mary Lou, and we're here for you whenever you need to call.
Yeah, hopefully it ends this year and it doesn't keep going on for the next few years.
Well, but make sense to have that conversation with the judge. Just state your case.
Real quick, because we got to move on to other callers. We've got limited time. But does the judge, this has been the same judge assigned to your case that you've been dealing with for
a while?
Yeah. So is he or she going to allow, you know, a conference between the two of you? Do you think that
I don't know the law, so I don't know how it works, but the other lawyer is, you know, there are some lawyers that have compassion and empathy and work with you, and then there are other lawyers that want to win at any cost, and the lawyer he has right now just wants to win at any cost and
brutal.
Will lie and manipulate and play games, and I don't know legally how to stand up to that. I mean, I'm watching it like it's amazingly weird, but that's the way lawyering can go when you know.
Yeah, and the judge is going to be either, you know, is going to entertain that type of behavior or, you know, see through it. So that's another challenge.
But legally, I need to do whatever is legally right, and I don't know the law well enough to understand how to play the game.
there's got to be a legal help in your area. You know,
yeah, I'm talking to a lawyer right now. I'm talking with a lawyer right now. I don't know if he's going to take the case or not.
Yeah, I would also look into agencies like through the state or whatever, or county that have paralegals available that can counsel you and maybe guide you so you don't have to do all the research on your own, because that's
right.
What they're there for.
I've done it, and I've been down every road. Just sitting here baffled at this point.
Yeah, well, we can work on it for you. We'll put out energy that that something moves forward with the current attorney that you're talking to, and hopefully that person will be able to help you. Okay,
so
well, happy New Year.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Good luck. We just have to get through all these callers, and we don't have a lot of time. Is this Kim?
It is. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
So good. My health is great.
You what?
My health is doing great.
Great.
I'm still single.
No, I was going to ask. Still single.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, so are you calling to ask about relationship?
And am I moving or transferring to a different location with my job?
Oh.
Same job, different location.
Same job, different location, but you own a home.
Yes. I own a home.
And this wouldn't require a move, would it?
No. I wouldn't move till I got married or something.
Okay, but I mean, your job, is this a transfer that is like they're transferring you, or are you requesting?
No,
I'm sorry. She's cutting out.
You're requesting?
I want to. Yeah.
You want to transfer.
To what location? How far away?
Not far, like 20 minutes away.
Yeah, I was hearing 20 miles, but then the word 20, I guess, is 20 minutes. But I heard 20 miles. Maybe it was minutes I heard. I think, there's a little bit of confusion in the energy field of your request, but I think you're going to get it. So that's my guess. I don't know what you think. I mean, vibration.
How does it work with the transfer, Kim?
Someone has to leave, and then I could put in to get it. So there's two girls there. I'm waiting for one of them to leave.
And you think one of them is going to leave? I mean, is that something you anticipate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Okay, well, we didn't know that. So you think one's going to leave. My statement was there's a little bit of confusion in there, but I think you're going to get it. So the confusion is probably that person. And then getting it would be that person is going to leave. You put in your request and you get it. What kind of work is it?
It's post office.
Oh, post office?
Mm-hmm. What exactly do you, I can't remember what you do in the post office.
Inside, I sell stamps.
You lick stamps?
Mm-hmm. She's the personal stamp licker. She sells stamps.
Oh.
You know what's so weird about the post office, I find, is that if you are like a carrier, you can't, if you're like, you know, nearing maybe a retirement age, you can't move into a desk job or a retail job. You have to start like at the same level. You have to start at the beginning. It's horrible. I mean, I think it's better to start out like inside rather than, you know, be someone who has to carry mail. Because
I've never seen a booth where somebody just sells stamps. That's usually the person that collects your mail, that you go in and do your mail, then they also sell you the stamps.
It's in the retail part of it. That's what it is. Retail. You sell stamps and like do postage for customers and all that stuff.
Yeah, packages. I take packages.
Oh, okay. I thought she
just
sold stamps.
But is that's true, right, Kim? That you can't like move into this the same level position? It's horrible.
Well, I
see one of them leaving soon.
Maybe February, March. You might have to wait till then, but January.
Okay.
I mean, the person is. And is there anyone around you? Not this person, but any around you that's going on maternity leave soon?
Not that I know of.
Really?
They're both older, yeah. Unless
you know,
one of their daughters or somebody has a baby.
Nah, that's not it. Do you know anyone in your life that's going to be having a baby?
I have a girlfriend that's trying to get pregnant.
Okay, I don't know why I'm connecting to that. Who knows? I mean, there's a vibration that's connecting to that. What does she do?
She works in a bank.
Oh, so she does work. If she gets pregnant and she's actively trying, would she go on maternity leave? Obviously, at some point.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. There's one string attaching it from a remote area. You may not think it's related, but in our world it could be.
Right, because she would be leaving, at least temporarily, to go on maternity leave. So this connects to the person at the post office leaving.
In your whole life, have you ever known a Judy or a Julie?
I knew a Judy, yes.
You knew it, and what? And in 15 seconds, what was your connection to that person?
Distant cousin.
Distant cousin.
Are they crossed over?
No, but she doesn't live around here.
Well, that's like being dead.
And
no.
And did she work? What do you know about her, real quickly? What did she do?
She tried not to work. Her husband was an ex-con. They were on welfare and knew how to play the system.
Oh.
Was an ex-con for what was his crime?
Family secret. I don't know. I was young.
And okay. In the last 3 years, have you ever had a traffic citation?
No.
Have you ever had a traffic citation?
One. In the 90s.
Was that a red light? I'm sorry?
Speeding?
You know, we're in a crazy, wacky place of trying to find energy fields that is going to help you make this transfer. It doesn't matter where we're going right now on the plate. Don't worry about that. The creation of this is just to help you get there. And we're trying to be creative. And we're trying to be psychic.
No, that's great.
We're trying to put these things together. Did you ever have a mouse in your house? Did you ever have a trouble with any kind of mouse? Okay, tell me about that one.
This past fall, a few months ago, I had two.
You had two mice?
Yeah, one in the kitchen area, one in the basement.
And what happened to them?
I put out the glue trap.
Yeah.
And I caught them, and I haven't seen anything since.
Okay, so you did. So that strange, bizarre vision, which was validated, now feeds into the machinery that you're going to be making this transfer. Don't ask how this works. I don't know.
No.
I just know it works.
Well, you'll have to let us know whether it works or not. For sure. Okay. And
thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, keep us posted.
Okay.
Okay.
When the guy or the job shows up, I'll let you know.
Oh, yeah. I know. You're still looking for a relationship, too. Well, just real quick, any prospects that didn't pan out since we've spoken last?
The gentleman that came over and was real excited, and then he told me that he was with someone, and I talked to him once more on the phone, and that was it. Haven't seen him since.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something, and this is going to sound nutty. Who cares? I don't care. But I want you to listen once a day to the song Mr. Postman. I think the Shirelles did it or something. Do you know that song?
I've heard of it, yeah.
You've heard of it? Okay. Well, it's a famous song. And please, Mr. Postman.
It's the Marvelettes, actually.
Marvelettes. Okay. Listen to that once a day. You can get it online. Just listen to that once a day. It's about probably 2 minutes and 20 seconds, more or less. And do that for a week.
It actually is.
What?
It's 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
Okay,
so
see,
right on.
I even knew the time. And I haven't heard it for years and years. So I want you to do that for 1 week.
Okay.
Okay. This is about relationship. I'm trying to figure out how to vibration-wise break through something, and sometimes sound can do that. So just do that in relation to your job. And whether you like the song or not, you
well,
can
yeah, and it connects to her job, too.
Well,
yeah. Okay, so, all right. Well, let us know how it progresses. We've got to get to this other caller before we close.
Thank
you. Okay, Kim? All right, thanks. All right, 952, hello.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Fine, thanks. How are you? Who's this?
Good. My name is Betsy.
Hi, Betsy. Okay, Betsy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Well,
that is
cold
there.
We had
like 6 inches of snow, and then it got warm, and it rained all day yesterday, and then it froze. So it's like we're stuck in our house for a little bit here.
Does it ever get to like 14 degrees there
or
15
degrees? Yeah, it's like 30 today. 28?
Uh-huh. It gets like 25 below out.
Oh. Well.
We get very cold.
When Minnesota really attaches to me because there was a movie called The Immigrants, and the Swedes immigrated over to Minnesota, and some of those scenes, Jan Terrell was the director, were just amazing, but beautiful, beautiful, but boy, cold.
Okay, so Beth, what's your question?
Well, I'm just wondering on what the new year is going to bring.
Everybody's wondering what the new year is going to bring. And what's your birthday? What are you going to say, Neil?
June 25th,
1962. 25th,
1962.
23 and 8 is 31.
Did I
do that wrong?
2/25/62.
6/25/62. Oh, 6/25.
June, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my mistake.
Okay.
31. You got
31? Yeah. 31. Oh.
You know, people say, what is the new year going to bring? It's silly. What is any day going to bring? I mean, the world isn't connected to the new. The universe doesn't know. Oh, it's a new year. That's a creation.
No,
that
I know.
I know. It's just a saying. But whenever I hear it, I'm amused because it really is a meaningless. It's a conversation piece, but it's really kind of meaningless. I mean, what's more important is the cycle of your life, not the cycle of what year. That's what's most important. You're a 31-4. How old are you?
How old am I?
How old are you? No, don't 50, say
you're 57. She's 50. No, I'm not me. You. 57. Well, I think, you know, in Betsy's defense, the you know, obviously it's a fresh start, new calendar, you know.
Well, 57, you know, she's 26 years past her karma.
Oh.
And 26 is her first two inverted energy.
Yeah, well, and it's her year,
so that
too.
Has to do with some money
her year,
coming.
Too, 62. Her year is 62. Yeah, so it's the first two numbers and then the last two. Right, but she has 62 twice.
Right. There's that. Yeah. So there's this thing with money coming in. You're going to get some
money. I wrote down an 8, which is 62. Too,
you know what?
Birthday, so that's why.
That's sort of the reason why I called, was to see if I was going to get this money. It's a lot of money.
You're going to get money. Now, I don't know. Here's a figure to throw out, but I'm just throwing it out the window. $10,000. I don't know what it means yet, but it first of all is a running figure. It may change, but if that connects to anything, I'm sorry.
It's supposed to be 5 times that amount.
50,000?
That's correct.
Well, 10, would it come all at once?
Yes, it would. It's a life insurance policy.
Oh, is it someone
Is anything taken out of that for taxes?
You know, I'm not really sure because how this one was working. My father died, and this life insurance policy just showed up.
Okay, so here's the thing.
And are you
out of nowhere, you know, it existed.
Are you the beneficiary of the life insurance policy?
My sister, my brother, and me.
Oh, so it's like $150,000, which so it would be split
it's
three ways.
$170-something, yeah.
$170-something, and
okay,
then.
So okay, so I thought the $10,000 was coming in through a death. I thought there was death involved. Forget about. I just said I threw out the figure. I didn't make it a prediction.
You said you did say throw it out the window.
I threw it out the window. Maybe off the. Yeah, if you get $50,000, throw $10,000 out the window. No.
Don't do that.
We can give you the street where we live on.
Exactly. Throw it out right in our driveway.
Yeah,
I'll be out with you guys.
Neil will be hiding in the bush.
Yeah,
ready
there'll
to
be
grab
a lot
it.
Of nails on the street, so we might even get 40 out of you. But the okay, so what we think is you're going to get that.
Excuse me, what?
We think you're going to get the $50,000. Forget it. The $10,000 is just the hook. The fish is $50,000.
I don't know what happens with the states. Like, if I don't think you have to pay a state. I don't think there's. I
no,
don't know.
You know, because I've already received about $50,000 already. And,
you've already received
my dad died in March. He died in March. This is when they've been trying to get a hold of us or find somebody for this life insurance policy, and they finally just did, and having to go through a bunch of micromoro to try to get it, but, yeah.
Well, how much was the original policy?
It was paid in full in 1971 for $100,000. I'm not real sure.
The original $50,000 wasn't from a life insurance policy. It was from his estate, I'm assuming?
No, it was from other life insurance policies.
So there was another life insurance policy, and there's two. So there's, they found a...
There
were
four.
There were four life insurance policies.
1871. Who was your father, Bat Masterson?
No, 1770.
Oh.
I mean, 1771.
I thought she said 1871.
1971. So it's a policy dating back. Did he? So
yeah.
There were. Let's get organized here. There are four life insurance policies.
That's correct, and they were all borrowed against. So there really wasn't much left of a lot of them.
Okay, so let's just, I mean, because that $10,000 figure is kind of nagging at me. What? Because
I did get one for $10,000. Yes, I did.
There was a $10,000 policy.
Oh, okay.
So
that's connecting. Yeah, you're going to get this money, you know, save it, invest it wisely, no risk.
So your dad owed and stuff, like on his, there was money owed?
No, he borrowed against it.
Borrowed against it.
It was $1 million policy. It was $1 million policy at one time.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay, so we predict you're going to get the money and save it wisely. Be wise with it, Betsy. And,
yep.
And we think you're going to get it. That's our conclusion.
That's great. That's wonderful to hear.
Are you wanting a puppy?
I have a puppy. I have a puppy that's... she's being trained right now. She's about 7 months old, and she had to go back to. She's on live hunting dogs.
Okay,
so was part
that's
of the
a fine. That's a validation because a puppy just came in. Maybe your puppy can guard your money for you.
My puppy will eat my money. My puppy has eaten money before.
No. Keep the money. Well, probably.
I've left money at the table.
And, like,
I've left money at the table.
And
she's eating it. She likes
in the bank.
Okay, well, anyways, we saw a puppy, and you have
a puppy.
We saw money. You got money. Okay, we saw a death result from it, and there's a $10,000. Things look pretty good right now.
Well, great. That sounds just – you made my day.
All right. Well,
say hello
luck.
To Veronica for us.
Yeah, let us know if you get the money, though. We'd like to hear from you.
I definitely will.
Okay,
thank
great.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, we're back on the air on Monday this next week, Monday and Friday. So we will speak with our callers then. Bye-bye.